The film Plan 9 from Outer Space from 1959 is about space aliens trying to conquer the Earth. It's a really, really bad movie. Exactly why a lot of people love it. Director Ed Wood didn't mean for it to be like that. These days, though, there are people making so bad they're good movies on purpose. From member station KPBS, Beth Accomando has this report on one of them.
Meet gonzo filmmaker and part-time ballistics expert, St. James Street James.
In 1990, I was hired to write and direct the groundbreaking films Pool Boy, No Lifeguard on Duty, and Pool Boy 2, Drowning Out the Fury. Thunder and lightning.
St. James Street James rocked Hollywood by making his directorial debut at the age of 10. Bucking the system at every turn, he quickly amassed more than 100 movie credits to his name. His revenge opus, Pool Boy Drowning Out the Fury, was thought to be lost. But a massive online petition has brought the film back from oblivion. Now it graces the screen again with startling behind-the-scenes footage added in along with the director's commentary.
Someone call an ambulance! I'm really shot!
Out of the 109 films I've done, that's the only scene I look back on and regrets.
Okay, St. James Street James isn't a real director. He's the creation of Ross Patterson, and Pool Boy, Drowning Out the Fury just pretends to be a bad action film from the 90s. Patterson is an actor who got tired of auditioning for bit roles in formulaic Hollywood movies. Patterson gave Hollywood his best shot. Now, he's giving it his worst.
Pool Boy, Drowning Out the Fury literally is the worst film ever made.
Boom mics drop into frame, actors forget lines, special effects go awry, and there's plenty of scenery for an actor to chew up. But there's an art to being bad, says Patterson.
The best way I can describe it is kind of like Los Feliz hipsters out here, where it's like it takes a lot of money to look poor. It takes a lot of hard work to make bad movies.
You still have to cast talented actors, hire top crews, and efficiently plan shoots to make the best use of locations. But then you have to make it bad, says editor and producer Ivan Victor.
It's looking for the right thing, even though the right thing may be someone delivering a line in a truly awful, bad actressy kind of way.
Fighting back tears. Are there no phones, too?
You couldn't call me one time the whole time you were out there in Vietnam.
I'm sorry, I only called you one time. It's just...
So, you know, from an editing perspective, it's what's the best, worst read that you have of this particular line?
Here's the thing. Most of what Hollywood makes isn't bad. It's bland and mediocre. What audiences want is something entertaining, something that's fun to watch with their friends. And there's nothing like sharing a deliciously bad movie. Key ingredients are inspiration, genuine passion, and a knowing affection for the source material. Then, a kind of alchemy comes into play, says actor Jesse Merlin.
What you have here is like an almost Hegelian transformation into opposite. So it's something that is so bad it approaches the sublime.
Merlin plays Werewolf Hitler in Patterson's new film, FDR, American Badass.
Das Amore.
Mussolini! It's der Führer. Yeah, heil me.
Patterson's business plan is to make the films quickly and cheaply, and then release the trailers on the internet to generate buzz. The plan works. Pool Boy got picked up by a distributor and is available video on demand, while the FDR trailer is getting passed around on Facebook and Twitter.
Getting it out virally to everybody is the best way. You don't have to depend on a studio anymore.
Now Patterson is enjoying a new deal in Hollywood, as distributors are calling him to inquire about buying FDR. For Patterson, being bad has never been so good. For NPR News, I'm Beth Accomando.